Unplug with the Devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Saturday night on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Hey, how you doing? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. We're going to talk with Phil Davis from the Ghost Particles in just a moment. You're going to enjoy the song and you're going to learn about it after you hear it. This is Empires of Wyoming and Bittersweet Sound. Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
The best things are free and what you can't see. The times that you don't even try. Hold the world in your hands and then nothing but sand. It's the bittersweet sound of goodbye. We fall and we stand right a new set of plans. Still everyone wants to fly. And we carry along. Everyone knows the song. It's the bittersweet sound of goodbye. Everything fades on.
On Devil Radio 92.7 FM. That is Bittersweet Sound from Empires of Wyoming, a cool song that was just sent to maxincradio@gmail.com. That was really nice, and I really love that song. We'll have a story about that song in just a second. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, and be part of the show. Let the people speak, Rocker.
Hey, Jimmy, you know, the Ghost Particles are a brand new band out of Madison and comprised of longtime Madison musicians. Jimmy, some of them have been in the scene since the mid-70s. Bassist Joel Tapero, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, is from the band Spooner. Keyboardist Don Irwin is from the Rousers. Guitarist, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist Dave Benton is from Spooner, the Rousers, and the Water Dogs. And if that isn't enough, Jimmy, they have lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist Phil Davis of Buzz Gunderson, Firetown, and the Emperors of Wyoming. On the phone with us right now is songwriter, guitarist, and vocalist for the Ghost Particles, Phil Davis. Phil, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Great to be here.
Hey, Phil.
Rocker and Jimmy. What's happening?
Not too much, man. Just hanging on a Saturday night. And I'm excited because, Phil, before we get into the Ghost Particles, I want to ask you about your musical past. We just heard a song from the Emperors of Wyoming, which features both you and Butch Vig. And you were also in a Madison garage band that signed with a national record label in the 80s called Firetown, and Firetown literally turned into garbage. Tell us about those early days playing with Butch Vig and Duke Erickson.
Well, I actually started working with Butch about the same time that he was learning how to record, which was the early 80s. The first thing we did together, I was going to school and I was writing, I don't know, Madison listeners, older ones may remember, I wrote for Isthmus, and I was writing about music, and I was a music editor at one time. So anyhow, I had met him through that capacity, and Butch was basically in Spooner and in the early 80s and was learning. They were interested in recording, so they had a this adds another component which is interesting. Steve Marker, who's in Garbage,
right,
and also founded Spart Studios with Butch, had a four track and a Tascam four track, and that was in a guy named Bob Bertel's basement on Broome Street. And so the first recording I did there was with Butch on the four track in Broome Street, and that was early 80s. And then we would do something and then mix it, and then we would take it to Wart. We would take it to, there was a guy named Reasonable Facsimile who had a show, who
wow.
went on to become a pretty famous Hollywood editor, but at that point he had a show. And so we took our, because we actually took cassettes, I think. That's what we mixed to at that point.
Right.
And so it went from there. It was like, it was fun. They were doing it. They were learning it, how to do it. And my interest was always songwriting and then getting the songs onto tape. And for Butch and Steve, it led to founding Smart Studios. So, yeah, it goes back pretty far. And so he was learning how to do it. I was learning how to do it. Steve was learning how to do it. And it went from there. But, you know, you look back, it's like almost 40 years. And he got pretty good at it, obviously. He dedicated himself to it, and I learned a lot.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Tell us briefly about the Emperors of Wyoming with Butch.
Well, I'll just back up for a second. I don't want to skip the. So anyhow, if you don't want, is it okay if I just talk a little bit how Firetown came about, and then
sure.
The Emperors? Yeah, because Firetown was actually, as far as I knew, the first Madison band to sign with a major label. I mean, I think Ben Sidran was with some jazz labels, et cetera, but I didn't know of a band that had actually signed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we did, and that came out of the tape deck, we'll say, which is that the four track became an eight track, and Butch got a studio, and they got a Neotech board, or actually Alan Heath board, and that was the first iteration of Smart Susan. So that's where I started recording with them, and they were recording there, and what came out of that was he put me with Doug. He said, "You guys should try to see if you can write songs together." We had a very good partnership, a really good relationship. We got along really well, and we just, like, it just clicked. And so we wrote songs for several years, and then that we started making the Firetown in the Heart of the Heart Country record, which ultimately got us signed to Atlantic. So that was that, and then we toured, and we did a second record in New York City, The Good Life, and learned more stuff about it, working with a recording producer, Michael Frondelli, who had worked on Kiss records and worked on et cetera stuff in New York. And so that sort of laid the foundation. We did a lot of recording, Rocker, and demos, and this is all the same thing, whether it's a demo or it's a record, you know, it's figuring out how to do it, get it on tape. And so we did a lot of that. We did a lot of demos for those records, the first two. We, Doug and I, did them on cassette at home, et cetera, et cetera. And then the Emperors came about. This is moving quite a far ahead. I basically took a break, or whatever you want to say it, about 1991, 92. That was the birth of my first child. And then my second child was born in 94. And I wasn't going to tour. I wasn't just going to do that stuff. And meanwhile, Butch's, everybody knew about him after Nevermind. They didn't so much before, but once Nevermind, the Nirvana record, which he produced, he was hot, and so they continued on, and I took a break, and Steve was an engineer and producer at Smart, and so that's sort of how Garbage basically came out of that relationship at Smart Studios. And meanwhile, so they went on to become international pop stars, which is great. And Butch continued to, make great records and produce a lot of people, and he got better. And then, so anyhow, I took a little break and raised my kids. I wasn't going to tour and do that kind of stuff. And I wasn't in that. And then it's about 2008, 2009, which is quite a leap forward. I've always been in contact with my Buzz Gunderson buddies, particularly the Anderson brothers, Frank and Peter. And well, we had played in the mid 70s on in Madison, and we had played, we played places. I don't know how, Rocker, I don't know if you were here then, but you may have been, but we played at places like El Tejon. Do you remember that?
Yeah, sure.
We were like almost a house band at the Church Key, the Church Key.
I remember that stage.
You remember that? And we played a lot at the Union, but we played everywhere. We played barn dances. We played every conceivable honky tonk and or put up job for a wedding or whatever. I mean, we were a bar band.
Phil, I'm amazed here. This is like a walk through rock and roll history in Madison, and this story is just amazing. But we're ready.
It is. Yeah. And I don't know if it's amazing. Well, it's not. It is amazing.
It is.
And it's truly a walk through history. And I would say Dave Benton, who's in the Ghost Particles with me, but Doug, he was obviously, I think he moved to Madison before Doug did, when they formed Spooner, and Spooner played a ton of gigs. I mean, they played, I won't talk for them, but they played the really, weird ones. They played opening shot slots, all that stuff. So it was the kind of experience and education you don't get anywhere else except doing it. And so, so that's how Buzz Gunderson progressed. We played a barn dance. We played a few barn dances out south of Stoughton, where we were playing, like country rock and, fairly, stuff like that. It was rocky and the Stones and all that. But nonetheless, when we got on stage, we looked out and it was like the audience was all on motorcycles, and they were looking at us and they were yelling, "Freebird."
That's the worst thing you can yell anywhere, anytime. Hey, Phil, let's go on to the next question here, which is, the Ghost Particles is your brand new band,
full of
all stars. Tell us about this new band.
Well, the new band, the Ghost Particles, came together in the fall, I would say, of 2019, a year ago. And originally it was Scott Young, who's a drummer. He was a drummer in the Appliances SFB, so I knew him. And he was he was sort of putting seeing if we could put something together. He brought Joel in and we got together and we started practicing, and we thought we needed a guitar player, and Joel said, "Well, Dave is kind of, the Rousers are kind of slowing down. What about Dave?" And I said, "That'd be great." As it turned out, Scott has a lot of real serious, and he's doing a great job of family responsibilities. He has four teenage sons. And so he has, and what happened was the pandemic came and then we couldn't practice anymore as a group. And so kind of he dropped back. And what I said was, Rocker, was I said was, well, look, nobody's going to know who we are. We can easily put out an EP and record it, and hopefully someone will play it, and then they'll know who we are, and then we can go out and play some live shows. And so it went from there, and but it went farther than that, frankly. I mean, Dave was really into it. He has his own personal studio. I have my own personal studio, which is where I did all of the Emperor's recording. I did all the vocals. I'm right down there right now.
So you did your parts there, and they did their parts. You kind of put it all together and mixed it all together. Yeah.
And the reality is that I learned that was how the Emperor's did it.
Yeah.
And I suggested to Butch in the very beginning. I said, look, let's do our parts. We trade files. We can do this. And he goes, yeah, you know, digital doesn't move. Analog tape moves, so it's very difficult to do it that way. But digital, once you have a BPM and you have a rhythm, that's solid. And that's how the Emperors did the entire record in five studios. I mean, it was amazing, but it worked.
The way of the world these days.
Had some experience. So anyhow, we did that with Ghost Particles, and Dave has a personal studio. I have one. And a real important component of this is Joel's son. Now, Joel Tapero, great bass player, his son is Jeremy. And Jeremy Tapero is in Soul Asylum, which is a probably internationally known band for Minneapolis.
Up in Minneapolis, too. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Hey. And he has a home. He has a very good personal studio in his home. And he said, well, Jeremy could work with us, and that sounded great. And Jeremy, it turns out, is, you know, he grew up listening to Joel and Dave practicing in the basement, and now he's drumming for us and playing instruments and mixing, and he is phenomenal. It was very lucky, but yes,
Phil, nice. Phil, I tell you what, Rocker and I, we're going to have you back on Max Inc. Radio tonight. We're going to dedicate an hour just so we could talk to you, because you have all this information. We're out of time. We got to go. We got to play your song. I tell you what, people, do you have a new album coming out, the Ghost Particles? When is the new album dropping?
What we're going to do is release, because time is not, you know, right now everybody has time.
Right.
So we're going to, every couple months, we're going to release a new single. We have, we're finishing the eighth track. Jeremy's going to be mixing fairly soon. And I think we'll go to 10 or 12. I don't like really, really many track records anymore. I mean, I like 10 to 12. That's, you know.
But right now, there's just a new single out, right? Brand New Day?
Yeah. Well, and Brand New Day, you need the background for that at all, or do you have time to talk?
Well, we're going to play the song here. Like I said, Phil, we're going to have you back. Will you come back on the air with us sometime in the future, in the near future?
Oh, yeah, definitely anytime. Excellent. I'd like to bring more stuff. I'll try to track down some of the older stuff.
Yeah, man.
Too. And we'll have another single in a couple months. So,
all right, we look forward to it.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Phil Davis, you're awesome. Thank you so much. The new music is awesome. I assume the song is going to be up on all the socials and everything.
Let me tell you. Yeah, we have just a couple things, and I know I'm going over your time frame. But
that's all right. We have time.
Number one, I want a shout out to Rocker Smith here and Max Inc. I have a small record company also, which I founded with John Sender, called Artisanal Records. And our big artist is actually Square Wave, which we've put out two records on. And Maximum Inc. has covered them extensively and did an incredible job. And so this is on Artisanal Records, our label. If you do HT, you could go to Artisanal Records. It should be there. Or https://, the Ghost Particles. We have a domain name, too, and the CD is there. But I just wanted to thank Rocker.
You bet,
and
man.
Max Inc.
Thank
for
you.
Supporting us. You guys are really the guys. You're really doing it. I mean,
we're doing radio right now. Hey, Phil, thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all your
thanks,
stories.
Thanks, man.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again, for sure. Let's hear some brand new music now. Brand New Day. It's the Ghost, Particles on Maxing Double Radio, 92.7 FM.
All right.